One of the more famous psukim from Parshas Nitzavim is Ki a mitzvah zosa sharnochin tzavcha yom lo nifle simen kovelo rechoka hi lo bashamayim hi leimor mi yalolono shamayim v'yichay alonim yashmienu osav v'nasenav lo me'ever la yom hi leimor mi yavar lono le'ever yom kechay alonim yashmienu osav v'nasenav. The Torah that I'm pashtus, let's say Torah called Torah Kula, is not bashamayim, not me'ever la yom. What exactly does this mean? Clearly, the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that it's a theme that's going to already been mentioned. It's Tzavim going to be really hammered home in Vayelech, that Moshe is about to die, and Klal Yisrael at the time has a hafmin, you can't have Judaism without Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe has to keep telling them again and again, you could be Jewish without me. And what is he saying? Who's going to go up to the heavens and bring it to us? We know who went up to the heavens. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens and bring it to them. Who's going to cross the sea? We know who crossed the sea. Moshe stretched his hand out and helped them all cross the sea. Can we manage with no one goes up the heavens across the sea? Yes, you can have Torah without Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jew, Karvei Lecha Davar Me'od. Every Jew has their own personal relationship with Hashem. You don't need, yeah, it's good to have people to learn from and inspire us. But it's not Ma'akev. You don't only need a Chassidus or Rebbe to relate to Hashem through. Every Jew got the Torah by now. Moshe already brought it down and can relate to Hashem. Many other levels as well. But on a drush level, there's I think a really beautiful drush by Rav Yisrael Shapiro of Grudzinsk. He was the older brother of the Piasetzner, who ended up being from Piasetz, Piasetzna. In his Sefer Binas Yisrael, he says, Lo b'shamayim hi, it's not up in the heavens. What do a lot of people think about the Torah? They're so impressed by the Torah. You know, they learn at Gedolim stories, or they look up at their Rebbeim, or they learn Musar Svarim about how dedicated you're supposed to do to mitzvos, and how what level you're supposed to be on, and how you're supposed to devote your whole life. And they hear about people doing big, amazing things. And what do people say? Oh, the Torah is b'shamayim. If I can do it, a Torah is due up to heaven. If I can do it up to heaven, I can do the Torah. If I can be 100%, if I can do amazing things, if I can know Shas by heart, if I can, you know, daven a 20-minute Shemona Esrei on a regular morning, you know, then it's Torah. If I do everything it says in these Musar Svarim, in the Gedolim books, it's Torah. Otherwise, it's not Torah. Otherwise, it's wishy-washy. It's Posech Shnei Asi'ipim. It's like I heard in a Musar Shmuz once. If you're not going to be serious about it, then you're not really from. It's like me every time, like crossing the Yam. Crossing the Yam is like a big journey. It's like getting to a big destination that's really far away. If I can get to that big destination, if I can get to the far away destination, to the perfect place, then I could be a Ben Torah. And if not, then there's no point. You know, what is Hashem's not impressed by my half-hearted wishy-washiness, not really knowing what I want, being Yotzeh Zayin. To a certain extent, that's a good mercy message. We should all be idealistic. But maybe one of the things Moshe has to tell the people, says the Venus Yisrael, is that Lo v'shamayim lo v'yeki kora v'elecha davar ma'ud b'fichu v'avcha l'sozo. Don't think Hashem's only waiting for you to be up to the Shamayim, for you to get to the destination of Abraham. Don't think Hashem's only looking for the big things. Don't think Hashem's looking for perfection. We know this is a non-Torah adage, right? But the enemy of good is perfect. Maybe that's what Moshe is telling them. Don't think it's Shamayim or nothing. Don't think it's me'ever l'yam or nothing. It's karav lecha davar ma'od. Whatever's close to you, take one step from where you are now. Do one more mitzvah than you do now. Do one mitzvah a little better than you do now. Hashem's not waiting for you to be bashamayim. He's not waiting for you to be the gadol ador and for them to write books about your gadolim stories. He's waiting for you to be one step better than you are now and do one mitzvah from where you are now. And that's karav lecha davar ma'od. And I think that is, you know, it's a double-edged sword. What's that right musar coming in for Yom Noram? On the one hand, the musar clearly has to be, you know, Yom Kippur is a day of idealism, a day when we don't eat, we don't drink, we're separate ourselves from all of Olam Hazeh, that ideally we should strive for the Shamayim, right? But on the other hand, no, there's Rosh Hashanah, the Aseres Mei Tshuva. What is Rosh Hashanah all about? Rosh Hashanah is all about everything going on the scale. The way it works and everything goes on the scale, as the Rambam says, you never know what mice is going to tip the scale. And the Rambam says, what's the message show for Rosh Hashanah? We've discussed this recently, is that your next mice might make all the difference in the world, even if it's not B'Shamayim, even if it's a very small mice. And I think that's a tension we need to live with, especially at this time of the year. But at the same time, we remember the idealism of the perfection that every human being to be a real deep human being, you need to, on some level, strive for perfection. But on the other hand, to be a normal human being and to succeed at getting anywhere, you need to realize you're not going to achieve perfection, and you don't know exactly what you're going to achieve. And if achieving some amazing goal is ma'akev, then you're going to fail at whatever you try to do. If taking it step by step and being a little better and doing more mitzvahs and learning more and learning better is your path, then you never know how far you might get. If you take it step by step, you might actually end up in the shamayim. Ki karve lecha davar ma'od. Let's start with v'ficha l'vavcha la'soso. Do what's close to us. And that's the real key for getting as close as you can to shamayim. Shabbat shalom.